Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text Number 21. Bhagavan Stacha Bandhunam Puranam Anuvartinam Yata Vidya Upasangamya Sarvesam Manam Adade. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, approached them and offered due honor and respect to each and every one of the friends, relatives, citizens, and all others who came to receive and welcome him. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is neither impersonal nor an inert object unable to reciprocate the feelings of His devotees. Here the word yatavidhi, or just as it behooves, is significant. He reciprocates just as it behooves with his different types of admirers and devotees. Of course, the pure devotees are of one type only because they have no other object for service but Krishna. And therefore, the Lord also reciprocates with such pure devotees just as it behooves. Namely, he is always attentive to all matters of his pure devotees. There are others who designate him as impersonal, so the Lord also does not take any personal interest. He satisfies everyone in terms of one's development of spiritual consciousness, and a sample of such reciprocation is exhibited here with his different welcomers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Ye tamam papadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham mamavart manavartante manushya partha sarvasaha. That's the fourth chapter, verse number 11. And it says, as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. So, it also, there's an alternate translation of this verse, which says, the Lord responds to the proportion of the devotee's love for him. It's a letter he wrote on the 9th of November, 1969, to a devotee. And again, he wrote to on May 20th, 1970, to another devotee. He says, the Lord will reveal himself to you in proportion to your sincere efforts to satisfy him only. So here we see that although everyone is searching for Krishna in different aspects of his manifestations, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is partially realized in his impersonal form as Brahma Jyoti, effulgence, and also as the all-pervading Supersoul dwelling within everyone's heart. But Krishna is fully realized only by his pure devotees. Consequently, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization, and thus everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have him or have Krishna. So this is interesting because Krishna reciprocates according to how much we are willing to surrender to the Lord. If we surrender everything to the Lord, then Krishna gives all possibilities to such a devotee. That this is something that I've seen in discussions with other so-called leaders in other sampradayas and other religions. This is something they have difficulty understanding, that there's such a proportional reciprocation. But to anybody who has common sense, they can see that this makes perfect sense. Because as an individual person, you already do the same thing. You respond to others to the measure that they are responsive to you, that you reciprocate according to differently with different people, because there are different levels of appreciation or respect or love, and according to those levels, one responds. If someone ignores you, what do? You ignore them. Yeah. If someone is always very gentle and kind with you, you're normally respectful, at least, or gentle and kind with that person. So this is not hard to understand. But the people who have objected are not really personalists. They're impersonalists, usually. So, or they're envious of God. So one can be a spiritual, so-called spiritual person, and still be envious of God, because one aspect of enviousness is that they want to limit God. So by saying, no, there's no such thing as this reciprocation, you know. So they're trying to limit God. And that is a symptom of an impersonalist, or worse than that, someone who's envious of Krishna. So here it says, he is always attentive in all matters of his pure devotees. There are others who designate him as impersonal, and so the Lord also does not take any personal interest. They don't take an interest in him personally. He doesn't take an interest in them personally. He satisfies everyone in terms of one's development of spiritual consciousness, and a sample of such reciprocations is exhibited here with his different welcomers. There you go. So there's a general principle that if you analyze yourself honestly and objectively, because we are all part and parcel of Krishna, we will begin to understand something about Krishna. So if someone ignores you, you ignore them. If someone loves you, generally you love them. So it's a proportional reciprocation. And there are many things like this. You know, we have 78%, up to 78% of Krishna's qualities. So that means we have a lot of similarity with the Lord. Therefore, if you analyze yourself, you'll learn a lot of things about Krishna. You're not going to learn everything, because we only have up to 78% of Krishna's transcendental qualities. But you'll learn a lot about the Lord. Okay, so are there any questions? Okay, so we will go on now to the next portion of our program, which is chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. My own Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.